All right, back to work today. Thought we had good practice today. And we got a couple of days here to kind of work on ourselves, before we get ready to play the Seahawks. So most of today's practice was really working, on ourselves.
Why wasn't Schaub practicing today?
Schaub's got a little soreness in his elbow. Came in yesterday afternoon with a little soreness in his elbow, so we gave him the day off. We'll see how he's at, where he's at tomorrow, and kind of take that day by day.
Is that a source of concern for you, that maybe it's been affecting him?
Well, I haven't really seen it affecting.
Yeah.
The answer to that question would be no. But we'll see how he does over the next couple of days.
When did it start bothering him? Is that just off the?
He just came in after the game and yesterday afternoon, I guess it was, and said his elbow was bothering him a little bit. So we started the evaluation process on that.
Is there any timeline on the CO more yet, or?
No.
How about Osbury?
No, he's doing better. He's getting closer. He was able to get out on the field and do a little bit of field work, so that's a step in the right direction. So, hopefully that, hopefully he'll get better and be able to be out there pretty soon.
Since yesterday, have you discussed whether or not any of your first team offense will play?
No, we haven't really discussed that. Really worked yesterday on looking back at the Green Bay game. And then kind of getting ready for practice today. So we've got some time to make that determination, exactly who's going to play and how much they'll play in the game. We'll see. The starters that play probably won't play a lot in the game. And we'll see a lot of the, second team guys get a lot of work. It'll be good for us to see some of those guys get some second team work and against a good football team.
How much work will you do on Seattle, and will you actually at any point with some of the guys jump ahead to New York?
Say that again.
Besides, how much work will you do in Seattle, and with some of the with some of this week, will you do any jumping ahead to New York?
Yeah, some of this week we'll begin the process of looking at a little bit of New York. Not exclusively. We still got a lot of things that we got to do. Just concentrating on ourselves. We'll probably spend about as much time on Seattle as we did in the first couple of preseason games, but we'll really focus. The next couple of days will be basically on ourselves.
Derek took first team reps, or did Matt go on?
Derek Carr did.
How did he look after being out?
Yeah, he looked good. He looked good. I didn't see really any ill effects of of the ribs. Definitely not anything from the concussion. So I think, all signs are pointing that he'll play in the game this Thursday night.
I know it's early in that he just kind of mentioned this, but anytime you hear about elbow with a guy who throws, it seems like a red flag. Is it a cause for concern for you that he's come with this particular ailment?
I think that's pretty similar to the question that you asked me just a second ago.
Yeah, I think it probably is.
No, it's really not. Again, we'll evaluate him over the next couple of days and see how he's doing.
Dennis, this is not an injury he's complained of in the past that you know of?
No.
Usama Young didn't play there tonight. Is he still hurt? Is he all the way back, or where is he? What's his status?
Well, he was close last week. Kind of the intention was to be able to play him. We went out and worked him out before the game. He still wasn't quite 100% as far as being able to open up, so kind of precautionary. We held him out. My hopes is that he'll be ready to go for this week.
Was there anybody on this staff or anybody that had any kind of connection with Nico Thorpe? I mean, where did you find him?
No, that's a guy that Reggie and his staff, brought to us and signed to a futures contract back in, I guess it was January or so. And so we really didn't know a lot about him, but – putting him out there, and actually we kind of started him out as a safety, and then somewhere in the off-season program we moved him out to corner, and he's done a heck of a job for us. I thought he played well in the game the other night. He really picked up where he left off in the off-season and in training camp. Didn't look like he lost much of anything, so we're really pleased with where he's at, and he's made a good impression on us as coaching staff.
I mean, he's pretty much done that for while at Auburn and in Canadian League, I believe, and he's done that moving around thing. So are his corner skills still real raw?
Well, you know, I think probably the biggest thing, the biggest adjustment for him is more, you know, kind of when we get into some of our zone coverages and that type of stuff, being able to read routes and that type of stuff, really from a man-to-man standpoint. He's done a really nice job. He's picked up on the techniques that we're teaching him. I think his physical ability gives him an opportunity to have success. I mean, you look at kind of the trend in the National Football League now with the big corners. This guy's a big corner, long arms. He's rangy. He can run. So I think he's got corner skills, and really he's got a corner's mindset. You know, there's a little bit to that kind of sense of confidence, maybe a little air of arrogance about yourself as far as, you know, knowing that you can go out and cover guys. I think to be successful in this league, you got to kind of have a little bit of that, and he's got it.
Any more, guys?
Yeah, then just kind of what you still have Thursday's game and whatnot, but looking ahead, I mean, just kind of what you've been through, just a quick assessment of where you think the team is right now, offensively and defensively.
We're not where we need to be, and I said, you know, the Green Bay game was a good measuring stick, and I think it was. I mean, I think that's a team that's the type of team that we aspire to be, there were some positive things in the game. There's obviously a lot of things that we got to continue to work to get better at, clean up, and we're working hard to do that. Are we the finished product yet? No, we're not the finished product, but we're. You know, we're closer to that point than where we were probably 4 months ago.
What are the things that you liked versus the things you think stick out as something that you really need to specifically get a bit better at right now?
Well, I think starting off on offense, I mean, I think we're going to be able to run the football. I think we've proven that we're going to be able to run the football. I think we've got some explosive players in the backfield. We've got a big physical offensive line. And I think you saw that in the short yardage play, you know, where MJD, you know, found a crease, made somebody miss, and was able to take it the distance. That was good to see. I think we've got to improve in the passing game from an offensive perspective, you know, in all elements that are involved in that, the protection element, the routes, finishing the plays down the field in a contested environment, putting the ball in the right spots. Those are all things that we got to continue to get better at. Defensively, obviously we got to start faster, but I thought after the first drive, I thought we kind of settled in and we were able to affect the quarterback. I think we're gonna have the ability to rush the passer, not only with pressures, but also with a four-man rush. So those are good things to see. And you know, I've been impressed with some of the things I've seen in the kicking game. You know, the Detroit game, our return game. Was really solid and helped us with field position. I thought Marquette punted the ball exceptional the other day with four punts down inside the 20. I mean, that's a huge advantage for us as a football team and an advantage for us as a defense. Anytime you can pin those guys back and they got 80-plus yards to go, it's an advantage for you. So we've still got a, you know, we still got improvement that we've got to make in those areas, but that's kind of where I see the team right now.
Any chance that Hayden's back this next couple of days?
There's a chance. Whether he is or not, I don't know the answer to that. But I talked to him today. He said he had a good day out on the field today, so we'll see.
Is Justin Ellis still taking steps, or is he totally
clear?
He's clear. He could go Thursday if you wanted him to.
Yeah. Okay. I would anticipate that he would play on Thursday.